Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is an interview-based podcast where I have conversations with the most unique and creative people in the horse world. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome Dina Hooten from the Equestrian Bling Company. And Dina, how did you start with this particular company?
I started back in April of 2014 after my job became redundant in the UK, and I decided that I wanted to be in control of my own destiny. So after a family discussion, we sat around the table and decided I needed to go into the creative elements of my world, as I'm very creative in making things and individualizing things. So after lots of discussions with my partner and also my family, we decided to buy an embroidery machine and embroider saddle cloths, hoodies, jackets, and personalise people's horse attire, which then grew into work attire, sports attire, groups, kits for football teams, etc., etc. So obviously, it's slightly gone off scale. We've gone on different tangents, but for to begin with, we started off creating the saddle pads, and we still do those now, along with the fly veils as well, with personal lettering, etc. on.
You got into bling.
Yes. We discovered that quite a lot of the horse population like to, especially dressage riders, like to individualize their horses with sparkly things on their bridles, breastplates, saddle pads, clothing, etc. As when you ride in the UK, dressage is either black or white with the saddle pads. So to make their saddle pads a little different and to make their horses a little different, we had a lot of people ask us for sparkly diamante to be sewn on around the edge of the saddle pads, so therefore the judges wouldn't see it as too offensive, but it would actually make them individual and make them stand out a little bit more.
Now, I have a question about that. How much freedom when you're showing do you have to add sparkles, etc., to your tire?
Yes, it has to be very classy. It has to be very simple. And for instance, you couldn't enter the show ring with diamante all over the saddle pad. It can only be within a small square on at the back side of the saddle pad. And it can be on both sides, but there is a small square where we can embroider a logo. Say if somebody's going to be sponsored by a company and they have a sponsored logo picture that they want on the saddle pad. But generally, it has to be quite dignified in the way that it's done. So it is classy without being over the top, because otherwise the judges tend not to like too much. But it is changing. Years and years ago, they couldn't put any design on the saddle pads. Now the judges are a little bit more open to having bling on the saddle pads, etc., and maybe a logo as well or a name.
Are there rules?
I think there is more with the showing, but I don't know what the rules are on that. But certainly with show jumping and dressage, they can have bling on their tack. And a lot of the big riders now that you see in the UK, they all go down this route of having blingy brow bands, blingy saddle pads, blingy overreach boots. Oh, they have everything. Martingales, breastplates. So you can go as much or as little as you want, really, with show jumping. And with the dressage, you know, a lot of top riders do have very fancy bridles. So I think the showing world's probably where they have to keep it to a minimum more so. But yeah, you can have some small amounts of bling on bridles and head collars in the showing ring now.
Okay, so the rider is more controlled than maybe the horse in terms of what they can wear.
Yeah,
in the show?
In the dressage or
show jumping.
Or the show jumping.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any rules really with show jumping in the UK. They can have as much or as little as they want, and more often than not they have more. Especially with the you know, the bigger riders, the more, what's the word I'm looking for? More well-known. Yeah, the more well-known,
yes.
Riders, they tend to have a huge amount and everything has to match. So the fly veil has to match with the saddle pad has to match with the rider, and also they have overreach boots or tendon boots that match as well. So they just push the boat right out. Dressage is more classy, and again, the rider can match with the horse, and they do wear lots of different colours when they're riding, but the showing is a little bit more tempered as far as how much they can use. And like I say, I'm not in that world, so it's quite difficult to say exactly how much people do put on the horses. But what I have been asked for is saddle pads with the bling around the outside and the bridles.
Mm-hmm. Own headbands?
I can do, and I have also had some made for me by a company that I import from. So yes, I can make them individual. The whole ethics of my business is to personalise and make people completely different to the rest, because I don't like to be a sheep and follow. I like to be the type of person that wears something completely different to everybody else. I don't want to look like everybody in the show ring with the big branded names. I want to be completely different. So my whole idea of my business came from the fact that I wanted to be different and I wanted to stand out from everybody else. And I work with each individual one of my customers to make something for them that they've seen a little bit on each brand, or, you know, if they've seen it on other horses, but they want to be different. So when they go in the show jumping ring or the dressage ring, they are completely different to everybody else. But unfortunately, that works not in my favour all of the time, as I've got quite a big customer that buys quite a lot from me. And very often, she won't tell anybody where she has her horse wear from and her equestrian wear from, because she doesn't want people to look the same as her. So yes, most of my customers want to look completely different and not the same as the branded clothing ranges.
Mm-hmm. And bling is pretty big, correct?
It is big in this country, yes. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we see that with the Western riders here. They have a lot more freedom and they have a lot of bling going. I think they probably started it. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, because we do have Western riders in this country, in the UK. However, there's not as many out there as I would like, because I do actually prefer to ride Western. And I would like to see more people in the UK riding the way that they do in your country.
States.
Yeah. Yes. But unfortunately, it's there's more a majority of customers here mm-hmm. in the UK that still ride English style. And personally, myself, I do a lot of natural horsemanship, and have ridden Western style before as an Appaloosa. And it would be lovely to see some of my bling on some horses here that people use for some of the Western events that are about. And I do subscribe to some Facebook pages that are Western, but they tend to import all their stuff from America, from what I can understand. My provider, who provides all my equestrian wear that I buy from and I import into this country, he supplies a lot of Western wear into Canada and US, and very little into the UK. And it's something he would be interested in getting into as well. And certainly I would, because I do love to see horses with the Western saddles on and the Western bridles.
Mm-hmm. And then the riders themselves, as I said before, really wear a lot of bling. And the other thing too is it's a very much a showmanship, and watching that, because it's an outdoor sport, of course, the light picks it up, and it's just wonderful
yeah.
to see.
Yeah, they do wear some wonderful jackets and shirts, and the boots as well can be very blingy, can't they?
And the belts.
Yes.
The belts are really
wow.
big here.
Yeah.
And the jeans.
Yeah, again, the jeans can be beautifully blinged. it's very similar to in the UK. The jodhpurs are now going very blingy, and that's something that I've designed a new set of jodhpurs that are coming into the country. Because the show jumpers like their blingy jodhpurs as well. So not only the jackets, but their jodhpurs too, and the shirts. So,
And that's it. I haven't seen them here, mind you, on any of the show jumpers or anything like that. So that's exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. Yes, my new range comes into the UK, I think, in about 8 weeks' time, so just in time for the show season, really.
Excellent.
So it's quite exciting, really, to see the range that I've got growing.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice to be able to hook up with a North American company because, again, I've gone on different sites to look at the breeches and I haven't seen any bling here.
Over your way?
Mm-hmm. In North America.
Wow.
Canada. No.
I'd be more than happy to supply to anybody that mm-hmm. wanted something. We call it bespoke in the UK. Bespoke means made to order. So, you know, all of the companies that I work with are companies that want something individual to them and something very distinguished that isn't standard. So I would love to supply to people in North America and get my name out there.
Right. And again, that's bespoke, which means made to order.
Yes.
So that rider could have it all fitted properly according to measurements, correct?
Bespoke for us really means...
Just decorated.
Yeah, it's decorated to order more so than size to order. So, for instance, in the UK, we wear a lot of bomber jackets for the yard. And on the back of the jackets would have the person's name and then the horse's name. And generally, you know, we put bling on the jackets. We put mm-hmm. bling on the front and on the back and on the horse's name. And we even... have Diamante horses that go onto the back of the jackets underneath the arc name of the rider, and then the horse's name goes underneath the Diamante horse. So a lot of my orders people will see on Facebook or on my website, and they will look at what I've made before and tell me how they want it making. So it's more a decoration of clothing that I do. So for instance, if I had a show jumper that wanted a show jacket blinging, then I would personalize his jacket by blinging it around the collar or on the buttons, etc., or on the pockets at the side. And each one of my work pieces is made specifically to order. It's very big in this country as well now that they have fly veils for the horses and saddle pads to match. So they may have their personal initials put on the saddle pad with Diamante, and then also onto the fly veils, their initials and blinged as well. So everything is color coordinated and matches. And then, you know, sometimes they have it on their clothing as well. So we personalize everybody's attire, the horse, the rider wear, by working with the client to individualize them and find out how much or how little bling they want on each item.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, how would you deal with a pair of breeches?
A pair of breeches, well, I have an embroidery machine, a top of the range embroidery machine that will embroider down the legs. So basically we could have a name put down the side in metallic silver or metallic gold or just an ordinary shiny cotton with a horse name or with a rider name or a sponsor name. And then we can add bling to the breeches, which is each one is stuck on by hand. So my breeches that are coming into this country I've designed and I've had made outside of the country, and they have bling all over the seat area and the top just under the waistband area. So if people wanted that then embroidering, I could put their name down the side of the leg, which seems to be very popular in the UK. So the name, sponsor name, etc. But the bling is already on the breeches. But I can put it anywhere, really. I can put the bling on anything, anywhere they want, with the system that we have here for equestrian bling.
And what about leg wraps?
Bandages, yeah. I do make bandages as well. So they come in very plain to me. I have them made, again, outside of the country, and then they come in and I can either embroider initials on them if people want initials. But generally, I put either silver or green, lime green, blue, bling on, whatever people want. For instance, if they've had it on their saddle pad, around the edges of their saddle pad, they will then have it put onto their bandages. So when they wrap their horse's legs, they've then got the bling that comes to the side when they finish bandaging.
That's what I was thinking. Because again, there's nothing more attractive than four legs in motion with beautiful sparkles happening. It's almost magical in a way.
Yes, and obviously people buy the overreach boots as well. Unfortunately, I don't do those, but with overreach boots, that's very common here in the UK as well.
Getting back to your breeches, I would love to see what you're doing with that, especially down the side of the leg. Like, I'm thinking that would be nice to have the bling along the seam line.
Yes, yeah, could do that if people want that. It's not too difficult to put it down the seam. So, yeah, I mean, I can do whatever anybody wants. If they want something completely individual with a couple of rows down the seam, then we can do that. We can embroider it on, or we can heat it on, which is what we do. We heat the glue and heat it onto the
yes.
product.
And now, when it comes to that, you have special washing instructions?
I suppose with any Diamante, they do come off. I mean, I've got some towels with bling on and some of the Diamante do come off. But generally, it's a case of washing them inside out or in a pillowcase so that when they go round the drum, they're not being pulled off as the drum moves. So I always say to turn things inside out and to wash them as gently as you can. But however, if you have light breeches on, it's very difficult to not get them dirty, so they do need to be on generally a warm wash to get the marks out. But it's the same with anything. It just be care and attention to detail to make sure that you've got a longevity of life in your product.
Right, and I think hang to dry would probably be your preferred method.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you do any covers for helmets or anything like that?
No, I don't. No, my main business really is the embroidery and the logo making for companies. Mm-hmm. So you'd give me a picture of a horse or your company name, and I would then transform that into a stitch pattern that my machine would recognize, and the machine would then be able to embroider that onto the front of jackets, the front of polos, the front of hoodies, etc. And equally, we can have it made big enough to go on the back of the jackets, the hoodies, the t-shirts. So part of my business is obviously the making of the logos that go on workwear, that go on equestrian wear, kits for football teams, etc., etc. And then obviously the other part of my business is the bling that I have made individually for my company. There is no other company that supplies these products apart from me, because the supplier only supplies to me in the UK. So, you know, that there are two elements to the business, and I focus on equally both at the moment, because they're both very popular in their own ways. Sorry, did that answer your question? I think I went off on a tangent.
Well, no, that's fine. You also bling the cuffs of jackets or shirts.
I can do, yes. I've only done it once, and bow ties, more so the ones for showing, I've actually blinged those up to match with the saddle pad. So, yes, I mean, I can put the bling on anywhere. I can put it anywhere. It's whatever anybody wants. It's obviously got to be able to go on something that will wear relatively well and see the time out that the product, how long the product lives. For instance, a show jacket, you probably wouldn't wash it every time you went out. So I can do the cuffs, I can do the pocket covers, the collars, And like I say, whatever anybody wants, if they want it on the back of the jackets, I could do it on the back. So that could be sporadically positioned diamante. So it could be a little bit or it could be a lot. But generally, they tend to want them on the front of their show jumping jackets or their dressage jackets more so. So a small amount or a large amount of bling on the back part of the jacket. Mm.
Yes, to help that
particular
rider or barn stand out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, Dina, if there's any, is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to explain?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered saddle pads. We covered bridles.
Breastplate.
Breastplates. We covered. We didn't talk about rugs. I do rugs, and I do bling those as well, and I embroider names on. So I think we pretty much covered everything, didn't we?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So if someone would like to order, I was going to say someone in North America, but someone anywhere who would like to order from your company, do you want to just share with us your URL? How you can be reached?
My website address is www.equestrian-bling.co.uk.
And on your website, is there an order area where people can put in their measurements, etc.?
Yes, that's right. Yes. On my website, people can order saddle pads, bridles, breastplates, and if they wanted to order jackets, hoodies, T-shirts, then there's a measurement guide. There is also pictures and designs that we've already made. If they wanted a logo making, they can send an inquiry form through to me, which then I'll be able to communicate with them to design or make a logo that is specifically for them. And I will work with them to design whatever they want and until they're happy, right the way through to the end point when we embroider it on clothing, etc.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dina. I wish you well with your adventure in blinging everything.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, then. We'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast with Dina Hooten from Equestrian Bling. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at horsemouthbook.com. That's horsemouthbook.com. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This is Paula Slater signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth.